And then I stayed home with Bonnie and kept Bonnie company. I didn't work after that. I retired and stayed home and watched my grandchildren grow into wonderful, beautiful men. I get very emotional when I say that. But Bonnie and I loved him very deeply. We had a great time when they were younger. We watched when they came over to the house, when the girls would go away. I watched Glenn go into his father's business. I watched Kevin go into business and do very well. I saw Kevin buy his first house in Wetutchen. I saw Don and Glenn buy their first house. And I used to go up to Don and Glenn's, and we were painting the house for them to move in. That was their first house. And we were having a good time, and Bonnie was doing well. Bonnie started to get worse, and we had a woman working for us, and she stayed for a little while, and then she left. And when I was working for U.S. Food, we had a woman working for us. She was a sister of my daughter Donna's woman that worked for her. And one day, when my grandson came to the house, and he was here to visit his grandmother, she decided that she was going to leave, and that was that. So my grandson called me at work and said to me that the woman had left. And I said, "Ryan, can you stay there with her? I can't leave this post. I'm doing security, and I can't leave." I talked to one of the girls that was working there, a Spanish girl, and she did all the cleaning there. And I said, "I need somebody to watch my wife." She said, "I have somebody for you." And she put me in touch with a woman. I called the woman. She met me after work, and I hired her. She started the very next day. She came before I went to work. She met my wife, and she continued working for us for about 2 or 3 months. And then she left, and I had to interview another woman. Her name was Natasha. And Natasha was hired and worked for us for about 5 years until she went back to Russia. And then I didn't have anybody after Natasha left, and I was trying to take care of my wife by myself, which I succeeded to do, but it was getting more difficult every day. And I went through a year of taking care of her by myself. And then one night I got a phone call, and Natasha said she was back. Natasha came back and stayed here for another year. And then she decided that she was going to get nasty to my wife, and I told her she would have to leave if she was going to be nasty. So she went upstairs, packed up her stuff, and left. Then I was without anybody, and a friend of mine, Mitch Ersick, recommended a woman that took care of her wife, his wife, and I interviewed her and hired her. Her name was B. And B stayed with us for about 4 months until Bonnie's passing, April 30th, 2019. It was a very sad day for my daughters and myself, my son-in-laws, and my grandchildren. Bonnie was a wonderful woman. Never complained all the days that she was sick. And the only bright spot was that she knew that she had a granddaughter. And when I showed her a picture of her granddaughter, Kendall, the biggest smile would come on her face. No matter how sick she was, she gave a big smile. And till this day, I could see the smile on her face when I showed her a picture. She also knew that my grandson, Gregory, was having a little girl. I only wish that my wife was still alive to see all my granddaughters, because Drew had a little girl and my wife wanted nothing else in her lifetime but to have little girls. And we had six wonderful boys, and she loved each and every one of them. But she always wanted that little girl so she could buy dresses and Mary Jane shoes. But I know she's looking down and seeing her grandchildren, and there's a big smile on her face.